You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
On a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, we welcome you into the Econ Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. On this Tuesday that we hope will not get bumpy a little bit later on. We got a great show coming up for you. Cal Eldred will join us to talk baseball coming up in just a little bit. Plenty to talk about and discuss as far as the major leagues are concerned, and we will kick that around for you coming up in the back half of the program. We'll take a look at the latest interesting news as far as the NBA and the NIL is concerned as well, and keep you updated on what we hope will not be a bumpy weather day today. Kind of already has been this morning with some pretty good rains moving through, a little bit of flooding worries as well, but hopefully we will not have anything to worry about other than that throughout the day, but we do have the potential out there. 319-366-1600, that is the text. Check that. Andrew, see what happens? You get habits in your head, and you just start rambling.
Yep.
The text line, we're having a transition period right now between text lines. So we're back to our temporary text line today. So if you jotted this down last week, was it last week that we had this? I think it was.
Last week or the week before.
Yeah. Bring that number back out.
Yeah.
319-200-2696. 319-200-2696 if you would like to get in touch with the program here today. You can also pick up the phone and call Andrew. Tell him hi. 319-366-1600. That is still the phone line. That is still the phone line, and that works out there. Again, from the Econ Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Mark Dukes from the back porch on the southwest side joining me right now. How you doing?
Hey, good. Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. And you're quite right about the weather. It's caused some issues with many sporting events, including the Big Ten baseball tournament over in Omaha. First game scheduled today at 10 a.m. It still hasn't gotten underway. Last I saw, it was going to start at 4. That's iffy, and that likely will impact Iowa's first round game tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not going to be played at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We know that. unless they go real late tonight, but they're not going to be doing that. It sounds like they're going to plan on hopefully two games in Omaha, which I believe is on the back half now of most of the rain that is moving through west central Iowa at this particular time. Let's just right now get you updated on what's happening as far as the weather is concerned, because that is obviously the biggest important issue of the day today. We do have one severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect right now. Just went into effect before we went on the air at 3 o'clock. It is for northern Jones, southeastern Delaware, and southwestern Dubuque County. So off to our northeast here in the Cedar Rapids Marion metro area. That will go until 3:45 this afternoon. At 3 o'clock, a severe thunderstorm was located over the Jones County Fairgrounds in Monticello, and moving to the northeast at 40 miles per hour, 60 mile per hour wind gust, quarter size hail involved in that particular storm. We also have a tornado watch for the entire KGYM listening area. That goes until 9 o'clock. So if you are in eastern Iowa listening to us right now, you are under a tornado watch. And I am not a weather expert, Mark. I leave it up to those good folks to do their business. They say this is a potentially dangerous situation today. Many of the smaller rural schools around eastern Iowa have already dismissed today. I know the larger metropolitan schools did not, But I don't know if there's an event that is going on tonight. We'll get more into that coming up on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard here in just a little bit. But, yeah, it's keep a weather eye tonight, as they say.
Yeah, we'll keep you as up to date as we can with our show and Spencer on sports and so on. But consult the experts if you're concerned about it.
Very much so. Very much so. Again, 319-200-2696. That is today's text line, 319-200-2696. And we are going to talk Major League Baseball coming up in just a little bit. A few things to get to prior to that, Mark, including an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We'll do that coming up just a little bit. We do have the start of the NBA Conference Finals coming up tonight, as we will have Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final between Indiana and Boston. And that is a 6:30 pregame. 7:05 will be the tip-off for that one from Boston coming up this evening. And then we'll have Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals coming up tomorrow. Speaking of the NBA, Mark, that's where we start off the discussion here today. And again, if you'd like to weigh in, 319-200-2696. As we have the NBA Combine, of course, took place last week. Whether you believe the NBA or not on all this, and all of the so-called experts, draft experts, talent evaluators, et cetera, et cetera. The big star, of course, was Bronny James, because we must legitimize the fact that he is going to be taken in the first round, more than likely by the Los Angeles Lakers, even though he is only 6'1" and averaged 4 points a game last year. More on our neck of the woods here. We already knew, Mark, it was not a good combine for Peyton Sanford. What the talent evaluators put together, and we are going off of this one from CBS Sports right now. This is from Kyle Boone, who covers the NBA for CBS Sports. In fact, he has said that the one player that has fallen the most as far as the NBA Combine was concerned was the Iowa shooting guard Peyton Sanford. Came into the Combine as the number 50 prospect in this year's NBA class internationally and in America. Falls to number 75, right on the bottom. I will just read what Kyle had to say here. Build is one of the best knockdown shooters in the class. Sanford struggled in the one area that seems most projectable in his game for Sanford, finishing the combine with more air balls and made buckets in two scrimmage appearances by my count. Not good. He struggled to get comfortable in five-on-five action and looked out of his depth. It happens long-term. I'm still buying stock, but short-term he struggled so much that staying in the draft cycle seems unlikely and possibly ill-advised. We have not heard anything from the Peyton Sanford camp at this time that he is definitely going to come back to Iowa for his senior campaign, or he's going to stay in the NBA draft. That is not a big surprise out there, Mark. I've said before, I thought it was more than a 90% chance, in my opinion, that Peyton Sanford was going to come back to Iowa City. I would almost go 99.5% chance now. I think Peyton Sanford's going to come back to Iowa City.
Sanford has until May 29th, a little more than a week, to decide what he wants to do. And I agree, the likelihood is very high, I think, now that he has not performed very well in the combine. And going into the combine, I think his stock was rising. Some people talking about lower end of first round into the second round, and if that was going to be the case, and that would have left Sanford with a very tough decision. And unfortunately for Peyton, it didn't turn out very well in the scrimmages and the games. Didn't make a three-pointer the whole time, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, it looks more and more likely he'll be back at Iowa, which is good for Iowa fans.
Yeah, it's not a knock against Peyton Sanford. It is just not a knock against him. Anybody can have a bad couple days, We know that. Just to hone the entire all-around game, to put yourself in a position maybe to be an all-Big Ten performer next year. Certainly to be one of the leaders, if not the leader, as far as your Iowa basketball team is concerned next year. I think those are all boxes that Peyton can check next year and make his stock draft even better going out of his senior year and looking ahead to the NBA at that particular time. Hey, you give it a try. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't work. And I don't think it's going to be a bad decision for him to come back to Iowa City next year.
Not at all. And the NBA is a tough league to crack. There's only, 60-some spots in the draft. And you're talking about more and more international players, G League players, being taken in the draft. And it's hard for a college player to, get on with a team through the draft. Free agency is even tougher, but the best route right now for Sanford clearly appears to be going back to Iowa.
Yeah. What do you think? 319-200-2696 on the temporary text line. Again, that's the temporary text line, 200-2696 out there. And the top two prospects coming out of the combine are two French players. Both bigs, Alex Sarr, a center, much like Wemby was, maybe not the skill set that he brings and brought in his Rookie of the Year campaign with the San Antonio Spurs, but a guy that can, another 7-1 guy that can step out and shoot threes. And I do not know how to pronounce the name of the second Frenchman in there. He is a 6'9 small forward. The top player out of college is Castle out of UConn, the 6'6 point guard, who was terrific in his freshman year for UConn. He is the number 3 prospect. And then you drop all the way to the back of the top 10 with Reed Shepherd of Kentucky, Dalton Connect of Tennessee, Devin Carter Providence in there. And three players from France, Mark, in the top 10. That's that says a lot about international basketball, especially the French brand of basketball.
It does. You didn't even mention Zach Edey.
No, Edey, where is he? I want to see. Let's see.
He was at a big man shooting camp. Was he at the combine?
I think he was. I think he was at the combine. Yeah. Because I recall him doing some full court sprints there. So he did. He was there for that at least. He is. I want to find him here. As far as CBS Sports, number 27 is Zach Edey at this time. So he's probably into the first round, start of the second round. I mean, Terrence Shannon Jr. is at number 29. Does that tell you how tough the NBA is as far as, draft stock and talent and how many good players there are, that Terrence Shannon is that low?
He's really good.
He is really good. Tell me a better player in the NCAA tournament. He was in the top 5, I think. Donovan Clingan, the 7-2 center from Connecticut, is up there rated high. Kyle Filipowski of Duke is up there rated high as well. I don't know if I'm buying the Johnny Furphy pizzazz out of Kansas, but hey. He's ahead of Terrence Shannon at this point. Baylor Shireman and Tyler Kolek, two really good seniors coming out of college, and they're in the mid-30s. So that tells you really how many good players there are.
Yeah, you can rattle them off. Dalton Connect, out of Tennessee, I'm going to be interested to see what he does at the next level because he's a heck of a college player.
Really came on last year, obviously as a grad transfer and moving in or as a, I should say, a prospect that transferred into Tennessee and really good did good things for Rick Barnes and the Tennessee Volunteers at that time. 319-366-1600, keeping one eye on the weather. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect now. If you are in the Monticello area, up 151 toward Dubuque, it's in specifics here. It is until 345. They have now moved it to southwestern Dubuque County. So if you are in the Cascade, Farley area, that is where the storm is moving right now. And there's another batch off to the west central part of the state. And that's going to be moving in a little bit later on to our neck of the woods. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here, the latest in NIL fun, Mark, and it's not fun. I'm almost getting tired of these stories, but we're going to get more and more of these stories coming out. More court time is going to be devoted as far as these particular stories are concerned, and we will get to that coming up in just a little bit. Do want to get to the phone line at 319-366-1600 and bring in Troy today. How you doing, Troy?
Great. Thanks for the weather updates. Great show. Looking forward to listening to Cal. I had a quick question for you, two quick questions. I got comparable for Sanford at his best, Kyle Korver, Max Strus. Wanted to see your comparables. And I got an above 50% feeling this is going to be Franz last year. Wanted to see what your take was on that.
Oh. Well, I can see a situation where Fran does leave after next year, no matter what happens. Jack is a senior next year at Iowa City West. And if Connor is in Indianapolis, and also Patrick is going to be in Indianapolis, you've got ties to Indiana. I don't want to say never. But, you know, you could see it happening. I'm not going to speculate on it.
No.
I think Iowa's going to have a pretty decent team next year. So we'll see if he would like to go out on top, if indeed it would be a year to go out on top. Comparisons, Kyle Korver's a good one. That is a good one. On the upside, I think. On the upside. Maybe not quite the height of Kyle Korver, and maybe not quite the build, but I think that Peyton can improve on that a little bit. Needs to work on a few. He's kind of got that Kyle Korver movement as far as his jump shot is concerned. So I think that's a very, very good comparison. Mark, do you have anybody that kind of jumps out to you?
Yeah, I think as Troy said, that Korver would be the ceiling. I mean, is he comparable at all to A.J. Green, who's in the league?
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah, that's another good one. Maybe not the ball handler that A.J. is, but, I mean, when A.J. is on, he can light it up as much as anybody. But that's kind of the way the NBA is. Hey, Troy, stay safe. Thanks.
Thank you.
319-366-1600. That is the phone line. If you'd like to weigh in via the text line, that is 200-2696. 200-2696. 0942 says they are driving right into the storm from Cedar Rapids to Epworth. Please be careful if you are doing that. 7098 says that Zach Edey ran sprints like Mr. Larson from the movie Happy Gilmore. that's a good comparison right there. That got Andrew smiling. Of course, played by, I can't think of his first name, Keel, was the actor, the late, great actor that also played in the James Bond films that was in Happy Gilmore. There you go. There is your pop culture reference today on the Gym Class. You look now. Now you look puzzled, Andrew.
Well, it's because you said James Bond, and I'm like, hold on. Like I call myself a big fan of James Bond, though I haven't seen all of them or read the books. But I should know like who's connected in that way. So now I have to look it up.
He was in the Spy Who Loved Me. Look it up. I can't, and the text line's going to go crazy here because I cannot think of his name. So text line, do your thing, 200-2696. crazy stuff here today. Again, we're keeping an eye on the weather. Mark, we were talking about the NIL. The latest is the news today that Jaden Rashada, quarterback at Georgia, was going to be the quarterback at Florida until his big-time NIL deal did not come about. Went to Arizona State, so he's been to three schools, so he's right on track for everything. He has filed a lawsuit against several Florida Gators, including Coach Billy Napier, top booster Hugh Hathcock, and former football staffer Marcus Castro Walker. He has filed that lawsuit over a failed NIL deal that would have paid him $13.85 million. Let that sink in again, ladies and gentlemen, for a moment. $13.85 million, according to a suit that is filed today in federal court. He is alleging that he was promised this from Billy Napier, also from Hathcock, on behalf of himself and his business, Velocity Automotive. He is saying that Napier and Castro Walker orchestrated and executed a fraud upon Jaden and were substantially and knowingly assisted by one another in carrying out the fraud. Each of their individual schemes would not have succeeded without assistance from one another. Get used to this more and more, Mark. So now you want your NIL money that you're getting already. You want your past NIL money that was never contracted to you. It's going to be very interesting to see how this one plays out. This one and all the others.
Well, it's just the latest story, the latest chapter in this NIL situation. And we're talking enormous sums of money. Apparently $9 million wasn't enough for Rashada at Miami. That's what he had originally. And then Florida was trying to convince him to go there, as you mentioned, for $13.85 million. A lot of layers to this. The Gator Guard apparently, in the end, had no intention of paying its portion of the money. And the booster that you referred to kind of backed off because he was selling his automotive company. And he was going to pay for a little bit of it. But in the end, Florida nixed the deal. And that's why Rashada went to Arizona State. No NIL money, as I understand. So what does this kid want? He's transferring to Georgia. I don't know what he's getting at Georgia. You know, it's seedy all the way around, from the player to the coaches to the boosters to what have you. I mean, yeah, this enormous sums of money. My goodness.
Billy Napier already, even though he has not been in Gainesville a long time, already rumored to be on the hot seat. This is not going to help. Florida needs to win and win big next year, or you may see the Gators make another very, very quick change. By the way, thanks to everybody in the text line.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Keel.
Yep.
Thank you.
Jaws.
Played Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
And was in not only The Spy That Loved Me, but also in Moonraker as yep. well. And he survived a fall from outer space back into the Earth's atmosphere in Moonraker. I think I can say that now without saying spoiler alert, because,
yeah.
you know, that movie came out in, what, 79 or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly,
yeah,
so. Actually.
Thanks to everybody on the text line at 319-200-2696. All right. Going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up in just a little bit. And before that, we need to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. They are next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. And their entire menu is online at emilshideaway.com, including the Cuban, the Thai peanut butter burger, or the Hawkeye lean roast beef with mushrooms and peppers on sourdough with Thousand Island dressing. Mark, what do we got?
I'm not sure there's a need to break down every Caitlin Clark game in the WNBA, but there is news apart from what she did last night. She has signed a multi-year deal with Wilson Sporting Goods for a collection of signed basketball collectibles. That may be right up Spencer Wagon's alley. We shall see about that. The Boys State Golf Tournament was cut to one day. Planned for the final round today, but it was washed out. Dyersville Beckman, your 2A champion, and Luke Hartwick of the Blazers was the individual champion after, based on what the team and he shot yesterday. The thing about this is the other teams that we're looking forward to today, Beckman had a one-stroke lead over Pella Christian, two-stroke lead over Grundy Center, and three-stroke lead over Columbus Catholic. And I imagine any of those teams not real happy about the weather.
No.
The mayor of Louisville has made a statement that the Scotty Scheffler arrest from last Friday is going to be investigated for police policy violations. The charges still stick. Scheffler apparently will answer those in June. And finally, Takura Kobayashi is retiring, Scott, at age 46.
What?
The competitive eater who owns many records, including six Nathan's Hot Dog titles, is retiring.
Huh.
He claims to have said, he's not that hungry anymore.
Ba-dum-bum. Boom. All right. He was it for a while.
Until Joey Chestnut came
Until Joey yeah. Chestnut came along in competitive eating. So what a fine career he put together. Thank you. We will take a break. Come back 3:31. Cal Eldred will join us next when we return on the Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Grayson Freund with a check at your forecast. A second round of strong and widespread showers and storms moves through eastern Iowa this evening, which is where we'll see our greatest chances for severe weather. All hazards will be possible with these fast-moving storms, large hail, damaging winds with gusts up to 70 miles per hour, heavy rainfall, and tornadoes will all be possible at this time. Continue to stay weather aware this evening, have multiple ways to receive warnings, and prepare to take shelter when warnings are issued. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Have you ever seen a painting you love, like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to paintbynote.com.
Hi. My name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Notes system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to paintbynote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Just in time for grilling season, 1600 ESPN is giving you the chance to fill your freezer full of meat with our Meet and Greet contest. Today's winning code word is FLAME, F-L-A-M-E, FLAME. Enter that right now at KGYMradio.com for a chance to win $500 in meat. Plus, you'll also be entered for a chance at $5,000 as part of a national giveaway. Again, enter the word FLAME right now at KGYMradio.com for a chance to win.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids, Surgery Center Cedar Rapids, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
The second you climb onto a John Deere and sit in the yellow seat, you'll notice that the difference between our 1025R and the competition is more than paint deep. It feels like it was designed with a better understanding of real-world performance needs and features you'll appreciate over the long-term ownership. At City Tractor, we went head-to-head with the competition to prove it. Stop by City Tractor on Penn Street and North Liberty today to see the difference for yourself. You just have to get in the seat.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you at 3:35. Latest weather, if you're up and listening in the Cascade, Dubuque area, up 151 way, Greg and Epworth, you up there as well. There's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:15 for that particular area. Tornado watch in effect until 9 o'clock as well. Southwestern Iowa right now, really, really bumpy. In fact, there is a large confirmed tornado near between Bridgewater and Fontenelle out in southwestern Iowa right now. So take this for what it's worth. It's a pretty dangerous situation. Like we said, hopefully we'll not hear anything as far as damage or anything else out there, and hopefully we'll not get over to eastern Iowa. Scott, Mark, and Andrew with you here on a Tuesday afternoon as we continue with the Gym Class program on KGYM. Our friend Cal Eldred joining us right now, the former major leaguer and pitching coach and baseball extraordinaire on a Tuesday. How you doing?
Great. Just, I love the rain, but we don't need it in bunches, and we don't need all the extracurricular activity that goes with it. So everybody just needs to be safe out there.
Yeah, very good advice. Please be safe out there. We'll get to the major leagues coming up in a moment, but Big Ten baseball, you've been associated with the Big Ten baseball tournament in many different ways. It's kind of a hurry up and wait situation right now, unfortunately for Iowa, because the weather has kind of messed things up over in Omaha, and who knows when Iowa's going to play. And that's tough on the coaches. That's tough on the players. That's tough on everybody.
Yeah, and those tournaments, you guys know how that works. You know, you have an idea. If we win, here's our two options. If we lose, here's a couple different options. And when I'm talking about that, it's time of games, the team you're going to play. For coaching staffs, it may just determine, it's going to determine who you're going to pitch, who you're not going to pitch, and then you throw all the weather in there. And this makes it tough because, I mean, we've seen some games that go pretty late at night because they've got to get them all in a short period of time.
Cal, Scott and I have changed impressions of the New York Yankees since both our teams have seen them. And I think we say this team is lights out. I don't know. Maybe you can comment whether this is the best lineup in baseball. I know LeMahieu's out. And as far as the team goes, the pitching has been very good, and Gerrit Cole isn't even out there, and three or four of the relievers. So let's get some of your comments about the Yankees.
Well, I think you look at the lineup, and now that they've added Soto, and you have Rizzo in the lineup, and then you have Judge in the lineup, they've got a very good balance of right-handed and left-handed hitters. And, you know, so I think from an offensive standpoint, I think a lot of people thought they could be pretty special. When I look at the Yankees, they have – what they've done so far is they've won the games they need to win. They've gone 11-1 against the American League Central, and that's kind of a – in their schedule, that's who they've had quite a bit. A little bit of their struggle has been against left-handed pitching. They're only 6-6 against left-handed pitching, and they're at .500 in the East against their own division. But to your point, Mark, and this is where you know I go to, their team ERA with a 2.86 leads all of baseball. And we know that in Yankee Stadium, it's not hard to hit even an opposite home field home run to right field in Yankee Stadium. So their pitching staff has done a fantastic job. Their starters have filled in. And without Gerrit Cole, I didn't quite see this happening. I didn't give him that much credit. But you got to give with Gill, who's come in and helped that rotation, you have to give him credit from top to bottom because, man, no one wants to play them. Like you said, your guys' teams have seen them, and the teams that have seen them, they win the series, and that's what they've been really, really good at this year so far.
Yeah, and I don't want to see them again for a while, but I will. On the other side of the coin in the American League East, 27-57 on the text line asking, should the Blue Jays start to panic?
Man, I'm going to tell you, the one thing I really thought, and I think maybe you see now there's an article out there, is Bichette, is Vlad Guerrero going to be on the trade blocks? And I'm like, man, I don't know if I would quite panic yet because I like their starting pitching, but their pitching, their pitching's 21st in ERA. Same thing with the batting average against, and you know they're offensively, you know overall they've got a negative 40 run differential. I really thought that this lineup would be a better lineup. And so this team, and I know I've talked about them before, I actually thought that you would see them turn in a corner. They've won a couple in a row. I won't have to mention who they've been playing, right, Scott?
Oh, no.
they still, with the starting pitching they have, they can still make up some of this ground. It's just going to be really hard with the two teams that are top in the East, both the Yankees and Baltimore. I think the Red Sox actually should have a better record than they do. So they're a plus 33 run differential. So Toronto baffles me a little bit, especially with the starting pitching they have.
American League Central, near and dear to our hearts. Cleveland really playing well early. Carrasco is going to be down for a little while, it looks like, but still playing very, very well. That bullpen that Cleveland has is terrific. The Twins are so up and down, very frustrating. Lost seven in a row now, and it's a very good team, but held a players-only meeting last night. I don't know what kind of effect that kind of has. And then there's your Royals getting good pitching from guys like Singer and Lugo, and you've got Bobby Witt there and other compliments. So let's assess the Central right now.
Yeah, and when you look at it, Cleveland losing Bieber right out the gate, and then to see how good they've been pitching and playing, and offensively, you know, they're 11th in home runs. They haven't been a big home run hitting team, but offensively they've been pretty good. They're fifth in the league in ERA, and their batting average against are sixth. So, and offensively they take good at bats, and so that's why Cleveland's where they're at. Plus, they're 10-5 against the Central. The Royals are 9-5 against the Central. And you look at the Twins, and they're just over 500 versus Central. But the Twins having a 7-game losing streak at this point and a 12-game winning streak, who are they? And I think you look at how do these teams play against teams that are over 500. And both the Royals and the Twins and the Tigers, they're all below 500 against winning teams, and Cleveland is not. So I think this is – when they get back into their division, they're playing each other, that's who's going to win this division. Whoever wins these games against each other is going to be, I feel, who wins this division. But even Detroit, you know, they should be better than they are because they've had some really good pitching, but offensively they've struggled. So each one of these teams have their hiccups. I do give the – you got to give the Royals credit. Their pitching has been fantastic. They went out and got some starting pitching, which they really needed this last offseason, and they're clicking on all cylinders. So it's how long can they keep doing what they're doing, and how long can Cleveland keep on doing what they're doing? Who hits the bump first?
I tell you what, we are over a quarter of the way, you know, about 30% in the baseball season. Still a long way to go, but I'm waiting for people to give the Kansas City Royals some credit. He's not going to win it, but I tell you what, you can make a real good case for Sal Perez being the American League MVP for the first 25% of this season. He's been that valuable to the Kansas City Royals and putting up some amazing numbers. Now, he started a lot of games. Hopefully he's going to be able to keep going with that body. But you know Sal, he's going to give it his all. It's time, I think, for the Royals to get some due.
Yeah, and I think that I look at their pitching staff, and I was going through it. There's only two guys on that pitching staff, really one in Brady Singer, that I even had while I was there in the last 5 years. So they made some changes, went out and got some starting pitching for sure. But offensively, they've been able to let these younger players grow. And when you have a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop doing the thing he's doing, I know his name's in the MVP conversation, but Scott, you hit the nail on the head. Being in Kansas City as long as I had, when Salvador Perez is in that lineup, everybody gets pitched different. And this may sound crazy, but the crowd's into it too because they love Salvador Perez in Kansas City for a lot of good reasons. So he just – everybody gets pitched different. Bobby's going to get pitched different. Pasquantino's going to get pitched different. So when those guys – when he's in there, it's just huge. They can't afford injuries. But like I say, they're really playing well, and you got to give them credit for it.
Cal, we seem to talk about Imanaga every show. And figure, well, the book's going to get out on him. And he's going to have his rough spots, and he may still. But he's got a microscopic ERA. He's pitching scoreless outings almost every time out. I watched the guy, and he's not necessarily overpowering, but is this guy going to be doing this for the long haul?
Well, I think he can, Mark. I think with the experience that he's already had, he has an advantage over a lot of the young guys that come into the league and really do well right out the gate and then maybe hit a bump here or two. He might, but that down tick should be shorter. He's already figured out how to use some of his pitches differently here in the States at the MLB level. And so now he knows what he needs to do. And the key to him is, yes, he does have some exceptional pitches, but the key to him, he's not overpowering. He has to just depend on his command and his control and his pitchability, being able to know what to throw and when to throw it. So I think those are things that when you see guys that know how to do that, they can be successful for a long period of time because they know how to – they're going to be successful if they stay within themselves. And, you know, a lot like you're seeing Ranger Suarez do for Philadelphia. And don't try too hard. They just stay within themselves. And that's what Imanaga has been doing.
Cal Eldred joining us here on a Tuesday on the Gym Class at 3:47. Speaking of Ranger and the Philadelphia Phillies, and can they keep this going? I mean, you take a look at the National League right now, and you've got the Phillies. They've opened up a 5-game lead over the Braves, who did win last night. But you've got those two teams. You've got the Dodgers doing Dodger stuff. San Diego's obviously made a push. They're kind of hanging around right now, looking probably for a wild card. You look at the National League, and it's probably going to be those four teams. I mean, I don't want to put down the National League Central Division or anything like that, but I think those four teams are head and shoulders above everybody else right now in the National League.
Well, I'll start with the Phillies, Scott, because you said it. In their division, they're 11-5, but they've only played six teams that have above .500 records, but they go out to the West, in the National League West, they're 10-0 against those teams. So it's like I say, you have to win those games. Atlanta's not going anywhere. They're too good. They've played 24 games. They're .500 against teams that are over .500. But you know, it's they're not going anywhere because they have such a good club. And like you said, man, you just look on MLB and you'll see, or look at the statistics, and the Dodgers offensively are all over the place. They're at the leaderboard in so many things. And San Diego, I actually think San Diego should have a better record than they do. And so I think that's a team that can get even better, especially when they added a rise. So, man, these teams aren't going anywhere, and we'll see which team or two can make some noise in the Central and be a part of this whole thing.
Who wants it in the AL West, Cal?
Here come the Astros.
The Astros are coming along. They're back in it. Texas, is it the Rangers to title to lose?
You know, the Mariners have a favorable schedule coming up after they get done with the Yankees. And I mean for like the next 3 weeks when you look at it. So I'm like, man, they're 9-4 in one run games too, Seattle is. So that's why they're leading this division. Texas needs to get some of their starting pitching healthy. That's what they really need to do. Because offensively, they've been pretty good. But pitching-wise, because of these injuries, they've just been middle of the road. But they have played quite a few good ball clubs. But, Scott, you're right. Look out. I mean, Houston struggles against left-handed starting pitching. But overall, their pitching's been middle of the road. They've had some of their injuries. Fromber hasn't quite been himself, but if they can right the ship with some of their pitching, offensively they're so dynamic that they're still going to cause some problems for a lot of teams. But they have to get their business done in their own division, which they have a lot of those games right ahead of them.
Another question coming in on the text line here, and we're not experts by any means or anything like that, but you've been through that situation, Cal. Just in your opinion anyway, where do you think Brody Brecht is going to land in the MLB draft?
Oof. You know, there's several ways to look at it. Teams are going to 100% look at his potential and what they think they can – what he is going to be able to reach as far as his capabilities. And I think, too, when you have an arm like his arm, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be willing to take a chance on that right out of the gate. There's a lot of teams that they feel like the hardest things to teach is command. But he has, when you have an arm like he has, there's a lot of teams going to take a chance on that. I don't think he lasts too long when the draft gets started. Professional baseball likes arms like that. But for him, and he I'm sure he knows this, and he's got a lot of work to do. I know that you're in college, and he's far from a finished product, from my understanding. But he knows that, and professional baseball knows that. But for a team to go ahead and grab an arm like that and add it to their organization, I'm telling you, there's a lot of teams that want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Cal, I wanted to ask you a quick strategy question. It involves my twins. Rocco Baldelli has oftentimes used Johan Duran in the eighth inning and then come back, you know, when they're up by one or two runs, something like that, and then come back with Jax or Theobar or somebody like that. I mean, Duran considered the closer. What is the thinking in that regard?
Well, what I'm seeing in that situation is Rocco's looking at the part of the lineup that he feels Duran or Jax or Thielbar are going to struggle with, and that Duran's just going to overpower. And I know that's what's happening here. And he feels like Jax and Thielbar have pitched in the ninth inning, maybe even in the tenth, but pitched at the end of the game enough that shouldn't rattle them. But you know what? If you have a right-hander and a left-hander that can handle the eighth inning and you can hand it to Duran, that's a different animal pitching that last inning. And so I'm probably a little bit more like you, Mark. I would have a pitching coach for Rocco. I'd have to sit down and say, Rocco, that there is a difference to that. But, man, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people in baseball that don't want to buy that. They think that it's just purely the matchup, that pitching in the ninth inning it's not any different than pitching in the eighth or the sixth. And I beg to differ from a lot of standpoints. I've watched guys do it, and I've done it myself.
Very true. Very true. All right. All right, Cal, thanks for the info. Stay safe and enjoy the baseball. We'll talk in a couple weeks.
Will do. When it dries off, get on out there and get after it.
There you go. Thanks, man. 3:54, we'll take a break, come back, wrap things up after this.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-506-9053. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-506-9053. That's 800-506-9053. Again, 800-506-9053.
Our thanks to Cal Eldred for joining us. Tomorrow, it'll be Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. Brian Haas will join us. Going to talk golf, answer your questions, and preview the Principal Charity Classic coming up next week. Look back at the PGA as well. Right now in eastern Iowa, just Dubuque County with that severe thunderstorm warning for another about 19 minutes or so. Tornado watch goes until 9 o'clock. Very bumpy weather out in west central Iowa right now with several confirmed tornadoes. So keep a weather eye out there. Spencer will put his weather hat on as well. Taking you from 4 until 6 here this evening. And we've got NBA basketball coming your way tonight as well. Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between Indiana and Boston. And Mark, we will talk to you tomorrow. Be safe tonight, and we'll do her again at 3.
Will do indeed, you too. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Everybody be safe out there, and we will be back with you tomorrow at 3 o'clock with a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Spencer on Sports coming your way next until 6 o'clock. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
I love a beautiful, healthy lawn. That's why I use TruGreen. They take the hassle out of fertilizing.